Okay, we are reconvened as the assembly. And that brings us to our last, second to last item, mayor and assembly discussion items. Sam, would you like to start?
I'd just like to congratulate Chief Rauscher on her completion of the Fire Academy. That's a tough 6 weeks. Otherwise, that's all. Thank you.
Thank you. Dustin.
I'm going to be quiet this week. Thanks.
Reba.
Just real quick for the manager. In the check run, there was over $2,000 allocated towards bear-proof cans. Can you just go over that really quick? What's that buying us? How many?
I don't know how many. I think we bought 30 cans.
So just like a trial kind of thing?
Yeah, but I'm not positive how many because we bought a variety of sizes. So, and that actually might be some of the metal ones. We already have some of the other ones that were in place, so that might be some of the metal ones. I'll have to ask Tyson about them.
Okay, so are these for residents or not? This is
We have not gone and bought the what you're thinking of are those plastic bear-proof cans. We're testing those, but we haven't bought them for residents yet. We're using them on our other routes just to see if they're holding up.
Okay, cool. Thanks. Just curious. That's all.
Thank you, Reba. Deb.
Thank you, Your Honor. I do want to, I spoke about this a couple weeks ago. It's April, so it is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Alaska does not have a great track record on this. Alaska has the highest rate by far of sexual assault in the entire country. So I've been communicating a lot with Chief Reddick and John Hischer, and I'm pretty excited that we have an advocacy trainer coming up from Juneau. It's going to be looking like May 2nd from 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and that is something that's long overdue in this town, so I'll get some more information out about that later. And then I do actually have a question for Manager Ryan. I know this was an issue that came up last year at the DAI Advisory Board. It's in your manager's report about the DAI Valley permits. I know Chris Siegel of Skagway Float also wrote a letter about it. I'm wondering if that, did that not need to go to a committee first?
I think it was, my understanding is I was supposed to develop a permit for them. It's never really been done. So we, I think, hammered out what is favorable for Chris Siegel at this point. It was pretty, we had a lot of ideas, but in the end, we just wanted to move it forward. And it's pretty low, low bar to cross to get that permit for them this year to get them back in the game.
Thank you.
Jay?
Nothing except the usual of I see in my notes a pool.
Thank you, Jay. I have to say I am impressed that the four of you stuck it out to 11:04, 3 p.m. I thought this evening had some really good dialogue up here. Particularly with Mr. Brenna and some of our esteemed community members, all born and raised here as far as my knowledge is, and I thought that was done in a very respectful way in the public, and that's hopefully how we conduct our business. These are hard choices. And it's also choices that, it's not been seen in 54 years from this government. So we're trying our best to be fair and going forth with the process that yields good results for the community, not just about money. Something that Ports and Harbors did and made a recommendation that will be in the Rubicon of how it's scored is that community prosperity is 15% of the total. That's not about the highest bidder. That's about what's the bigger picture of what, you know, makes this a good community to be in. And there probably are some inherent advantages if you're already here because you know the community. Inherent advantages if you're already here, you know, you understand the safety protocols, those kinds of things, some of those other things that are in the Rubicon. So I know that's not reassuring, but when you look at the process, and I'm pretty sure, Mr. Jansen, you were paying attention that whole time. You know, we're trying to come up with a system that isn't just, you know, continuing exactly how it was given to us. It's creating a process for the future, not just for 2023. That may not reassure you in your situation or the other people here who have managed our harbor quite well in the past and done a great job with utilities or freight or whatever else those upland users have been who have done in great businesses year-round. But I think this is the process we're trying to make that's fair. And it's also setting up a process that's going to be there in the future. And not just a one-off. And I very much appreciated the dialogue between Mr. Huns and Mr. Brenna, Mr. Taylor and Mr. Brenna, Mr. Jansen, Mr. Brenna, Mr. Cochran, and Mr. Brenna. I don't think it's often that you get to see people get to question, you know, an attorney up close like that. So I think that was pretty unique. When that was approached to me, if I thought it was a good idea, I was like, absolutely. I do have one question, I think, for our clerk here, because tomorrow I am departing to go to Sea Trade in Miami, and our mayor is also not in town. Who's next up?
I believe in the past you have voted on who would hold the seat if for some reason neither one of the vice mayor or the mayor could fill it.
So it would seem we might need to do that right now since I'm supposed to fly out at 12:30 tomorrow and make my journey to Miami for Sea Trade.
I make a motion that Jay Burnham, action.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Any discussion?
Yes, I have some discussion. I greatly appreciate the nod, but I would recommend Sam Bass for that position. I'll give you $8 if you second it. Come on, Dad.
Hearing no second, that motion fails. So we have a motion and a second that in the event that we need an assembly person to be acting mayor, that would be Jay Burnham, our most veteran senior member on the assembly. Any further discussion? Oh, Dustin.
Is there a legit reason that you don't want to do it, Jay, or are you just being a little facetious?
Half and half. I am working quite a bit, and I am going to be out of, well, up to Whitehorse on the weekend. But I'm sure everybody would help me out, just like when I was chair of finance. So, no real reason.
Thank you.
We need a roll call on that, don't we, since we have a motion and a second. Okay, roll call.
Hansen.
Yes.
Burnham.
Yes.
Potter.
Yes.
Hilton.
Yes.
Bass.
Yes.
Stone.
Absolutely.
6 yeses, motion passes.
All right. Congratulations to Fire Chief Rauscher. Look forward to seeing you back home. And with that, this meeting is adjourned. Thank you, everyone, for staying so late.